And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
Hey, Frank, a little birdie told me you don't need a satellite dish to get DirecTV.
What's little birdie?
Was it Jimmy the Sparrow?
It's a figure of speech. Point is, you can stream DirecTV over the internet now.
Oh, sure. Next you're going to tell me those big birds are made of metal and filled with people, right?
You mean airplanes?
Stream DirecTV without a satellite dish. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Terms or restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Athletic NBA Show, Monday through Friday,
on the Athletic Podcast Network.
I do have a take.
Point of contention.
KD could be a head coach. I could be a head coach.
Welcome to Point of Contention. Five subjects, 5 minutes, 5 points of contention coming up on the show. We've got money spending. We got Giannis pending. We've got process, maybe processing. Losing steam here. Winners and losers. And the play-in tournament. Welcome to Point of Contention. I am Zach Harper. I'm the host of this podcast of the Athletic NBA Show here on Thursdays. Happy Thanksgiving to all. Jade Hoy producing. A reminder, check out The Restricted Area, a new video NBA show on the Athletic's YouTube page with myself and Wazzy Lambre every single week. Subscribe, smash that subscribe button, like it, pass it on to your friends, pass it on to your enemies, pass it on to complete strangers you do not know. Just get the link, type an at, type a letter, and the first four people that come up on Twitter, doesn't matter if you know them or not, just send it to them. That's how you do it. Yeah, that's how you like, you know, that's how you spread the old gospel, as they say. In this corner for this week, the Bay Area legend, a two-time best-selling author, Marcus Thompson. Marcus, what are you most thankful for as we celebrate Thanksgiving on this Thursday?
I'm thankful I don't have to act like I celebrate Thanksgiving. Like, You know what I'm saying? Thankfulness is a lifestyle. Thankfulness is something you do perennially. It is how you live. It is how you appreciate what you have. It is how you value the people in your life, the successes you've had, the struggles. It's not a holiday. It is a mindset. So I reject the entire premise that we use the demise of indigenous people as a reason to act like we love our families when we don't.
I will say this, Marcus. I am only thankful one day of the year, that's Thanksgiving. I am only romantic one day of the year, that's Valentine's Day. And I'm only patriotic one day of the year, that's the 4th of July. And every other day of the year is about me.
And that's not even a quip. That's real. That's all facts.
That's a real fact right there. And in this corner, Flint, Michigan native James Edwards 3.0. James, what do you prefer Michigan to be known as? The Wolverine State? Maybe the more common Great Lakes State? Maybe something we haven't heard?
Yeah, definitely not the Wolverine State. As a Michigan State graduate, I don't want to hear that shit.
Sparta,
Spartan Nation. I like Great Lakes State because it's unique, I guess. It's fine. What was Blake Griffin when he got to Detroit? Was it the Great Blakes? It was one of his coined nicknames. It didn't stick. It didn't stick, but
of course not. That
it was very creative.
I wonder what a horrific nickname that is. This is why we can't let stupid people on the internet come up with nicknames. It's just not a good idea.
No, it's not.
It's a really bad idea.
We got some good Troy Weaver ones, though, nickname from the past week that I am a big fan of. The Troy Stretch and Waver is a fan favorite. And the Grim Weaver. I like the first one better.
Oh, I like the Grim Weaver. I like that.
It's a good one. I like Troy Stretch and Weaver.
Yeah, Grim Weaver. So it happens when you give a Plumlee $25 million. That's enough banter. Jade, start the clock. It's take one. Money, 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 money. NBA free agency kicked off this past week. And oh boy, it was raining cash. Bunch of players in new locations. Gordon Hayward in Charlotte. Wayne Ellington in Detroit for some reason. We got Avery Bradley in Miami. We got all kinds of guys. But let's start with Rob Lopelinka's Lakers, GM of the year. Put it down. First, he flips Danny Green for Dennis Schroeder. Then he snags the reigning sixth man, Montrezl Harrell. And then out of nowhere, he signs Marc Gasol, who a lot of people thought was going to play in Spain for some reason. So Marcus, barring injuries, is there anything stopping the Lakers from repeating as NBA champs?
Absolutely. It is called, dubbed by former Laker coach Pat Riley,
The disease of me. The disease
of it is going to be the fact that they just
stopped. Back to what I celebrate. We're back to what I celebrate every year.
The disease of me.
They just stopped playing last. Well, what's LeBron going to do when Trez and Schrader act like, yo, like this is my time to get a title? And LeBron's like, hold on, y'all. Pause. Relax. I agree. They have an incredible roster. I agree. Mm-hmm. This mm-hmm. has been assembled immaculately. Don't forget about Wesley Matthews. Like, I mean, this is a really good roster. LeBron will be able to rest, and it should be fine. But they did get quite a few guys who might be like, yeah, this is kind of my show. And I wonder how that's going to fly with LeBron. So, in the end, is that enough? Is that enough for the Clippers to take over? Is that enough for Denver to get its revenge? Is that enough for, dare I say, the Warriors? We'll see. I don't know. It starts Christmas.
What? Oh, my God. All right.
How dare
James,
you?
What's wrong with Marcus? What happened here?
The disease of me.
I don't know, but why did you go from Gordon Hayward to Wayne Ellington in the intro? I had a question about that.
Look, man, it said examples, and I froze, okay? Second thing that came to mind was Wayne Ellington, because I was actually feeling really bad for him yesterday, because in back-to-back off seasons, he signed with the Knicks and the Pistons. Like, I'm legitimately worried about Wayne Ellington.
He chose this life. So let's not feel
that's
too
what
bad.
I'm worried about.
Yeah, that's fair.
Look, when I choose Arby's, you know, I know it's not a good choice, but it's still my choice.
I like the chicken bacon Swiss. Otherwise, I don't touch Arby's. But I like Marcus's points. To be different, I do think the Lakers did exactly what they needed to do to repeat. I mean, my hips hurt watching Danny Green trying to defend during the bubble. And you bring back KCP, you add Wesley Matthews. I like what they did on the perimeter. I like the extra toughness with Montrezl Harrell. I do agree with Marcus that there is some of this. Some guys are coming here like, oh, we're going to go get a ring. Like, this is my time. And LeBron's like, yeah, bro, like, I already got a bunch of these things. Like, let's chill out for the first month or two. And then you wonder if there's going to be turmoil. They could be their own demise. I could see that. But I do think they did exactly what they needed to do. Dennis Schroeder, I absolutely couldn't stand Dennis Schroeder for much of his NBA career. And then same kind of with Chris Paul, until they both go to Oklahoma City and make me love them. I hope Dennis Schroeder changes the blonde patch in his hair when he goes to LA. I would imagine he adds more blonde because he's Showtime now. But I do like what they did with the team. It is what it is.
He's going to go full Kuzma? Don't go Kuzma. Don't go Kuzma.
Slim Shady? Mom Spaghetti?
Does Schroeder listen to Kwame? Any chance? Any chance Kwame made it to Germany?
Oh, I bet he does.
Kwame Brown?
Kwame, the originator of the blonde strip in your high top fade.
Yeah, definitely.
In my high top fade?
Dennis Schroeder. He listens to him and Kem.
Look, I think I think Marc Gasol wrapped this thing up, man. Like, they don't have JaVale anymore. They have Marc Gasol. Like,
they don't have Dwight anymore. That's
he's starting in Philly, apparently.
Oh, I thought you said the White. I was
no,
like,
no, Dwight. They don't have Dwight. They don't have, like, you know. I mean, they got like a real, like, you know. Like, somebody who's going to be there. Somebody's going to be consistent. Like, that's... This roster is nice, man. This roster...
Man, that's good.
...is loaded. But they do have some characters. Nothing works out this way. Nothing works out this way.
Wes Matthews? Wes Matthews is in there now?
I know.
It's a squad.
Yeah. It's a really good squad. Maybe they re-signed Deion Waiters. I don't know. I don't know if they have time.
Felinka tried to show what he could do with no magic. He was waiting for that moment.
Yeah.
If nothing else, without magic, this I know, right? This is gonna. Man, I wonder, like, this roster is gonna make teams be far more aggressive at the trade deadline.
Fast.
I mean, yeah. It's so loaded. It's like, yo, like, this is what you're looking up at. You got to make moves. You got to do something, because, I mean, we haven't even mentioned Anthony Davis. Like, this team is insane. So,
well, wait, did he re-sign yet?
We
waiting on that.
He might be holding out for that Gordon Hayward buddy.
Lord have mercy.
You know what they say, you know? Magic Johnson tampered so Rob Pelinka could run. All right, take two. Why hasn't Giannis signed yet? The clock is still ticking on the Bucks and Giannis Antetokounmpo and whether he will sign that super max extension, which would likely ensure the Bucks to be a top team in the East for quite a while. Bit of a hiccup, however, after seemingly getting Bogdan Bogdanovic in a trade with the Kings. The trade was nixed, and not New York nixed. It was just nixed. They had already added Drew Holiday. Things were looking good, but Bogdan was someone Giannis really wanted them to acquire. According to a report from Bleacher Report's Jake Fisher, during a few calls, Giannis communicated his desire in teaming with Bogdanovic. Aside from the obvious spacing Bogdanovic shooting would provide Milwaukee's offense, Giannis admired his fellow Euro's toughness and swagger. Sources said he viewed Bogdanovic as someone you could go to war with in the postseason.
Sounds
like a pretty good cover story if you ask me, James. Giannis has until December 21st to sign with the Bucks long term. What's the move here for Giannis?
I'll say if Bogdanovic coming to Milwaukee was the deal breaker for Giannis, he didn't want to be there, and he's leading them along, and he needs to let them know now. I mean, yeah, he's tough. Sure, he's tough. We ain't seen him in the playoffs. That's a whole different beast. We don't know. I like what they did in the offseason, given the circumstances that they had with the weirdness, which, again, and I wonder if we'll visit this if Giannis leaves, which I don't think is Milwaukee's fault, but we're not going to send blame anywhere else. We'll just keep it pretty vague. And, yeah, I mean, it's insane to me if that is any bit of a deal breaker for Giannis. And if Bogdanovic was on this team right now and Giannis has it signed in a different world, and there's way more issues going on than that. Like, this is Bogdanovic we're talking about. He's a good player. Yeah, great. Like, what has he done? I don't know.
Oh, wow. James.
Wow.
He's been in Sacramento. That's the one team with worse playoff history than Detroit the last 20 years.
Oh, my goodness. Marcus, what is this Bogdanovic hate? First you with the Lakers, now James with Bogdanovic. What's going on here?
I was just trying to give hope to the rest of the league with the Lakers. But, man, what about Giannis hate with his own teammates? He said he has swag and toughness. What's with the shade for Chris Middleton? What's with the Brook Lopez shade? He sounds like, yo, give me a guy like that because I need a guy like that. Because I've never played with a guy like that. Is that what you mean, Giannis? You want some toughness? Ouch. Giannis is throwing shots. I still don't think this means he passes on signing the Supermax. I think he signs the Supermax. He gives him one more year. Maybe half a year. Maybe trade deadline. I don't know. At some point, he just says, yo, I gave y'all everything. You still haven't gotten this together for me. I want out. But it's a pandemic. You don't walk away from all that money right now. I'm sorry, Giannis. You just don't walk away from all that money. It ain't that much toughness and loyalty and keeping it real in the world. Take the money, then demand the trade.
You know what swag and toughness when Drew Holiday is locking down the other team's best player every night so you could chill? You know what swag and toughness when Chris Middleton's hitting a three because you guys are down three with 3 seconds left in the game? That's swag and toughness. Like, I didn't like these comments, assuming they're true. And I need to see more from Bogdanovic before he gets such high praise from Giannis.
To be fair, Giannis did watch his team like completely abandon him against the Heat. So it's not like he's not unmerited. But man, for him to say it like that, like the subliminal uppercut, like, ouch.
Also, hold on. What has Bogdanovic done? 4-time Serbian League champion, 2-time Serbian Player of the Year. All Adriatic League team, 2-time Adriatic League champion, 2-time Turkish League All-Star, Turkish Cup Final MVP, Turkish League Finals MVP, Turkish President's Cup winner, Turkish Cup in general, 2-time Turkish League champion, 2-time EuroLeague rising star. He was rising 2 years in a row. That's how good he is. EuroLeague first team, EuroLeague Finals top scorer, EuroLeague champion, EuroLeague All-Decade team.
I mean, he sounds like he's almost as good as Alan Smilajic.
That's not a real person.
To be fair to James, he was maybe the third best player on the Kings.
He's the second best player on the Kings, and he's not that far behind De'Aaron Fox.
Is Harrison Barnes the third best player on the team? I don't know.
Yeah, like, that's Harrison fine. Barnes, like, make the playoffs. I'll just mess with you.
Yeah, he's better than Buddy Hield, though. I give you that.
I agree with that.
Speaking of the Kings, trust the process or not? Do you want to actively suck or accidentally suck? Take a look around the league. There are teams that are clearly committed to rebuilding the right way. Take the Detroit Pistons, for example, and Troy Weaver. Sam Presti and OKC collecting more picks than Steelers legend Rod Woodson. On the other hand, there's Charlotte signing Gordon, carry on my Hayward son, to $120 million. Those are American dollars. It's tough to be a small market team in the NBA if you're run like an idiot, but there's a lot of hype already being generated by next year's draft class, so you got a lot of teams thinking, maybe we should be tanking. Maybe we should be the bottom of the barrel. Maybe we should be the bottom of the basement. Maybe we should be a little bit more cautious about this reckless spending we see Michael Jordan doing. So, Marcus, I would like to include the Warriors in this discussion. Why haven't teams adopted this approach more of actively being bad instead of just accidentally being bad?
Because it doesn't work. It doesn't work. It doesn't
That's
work.
The San Antonio Spurs.
Everybody talks
Tim Duncan
about,
the years went.
Come on. David Robinson got hurt. What do you want him to do?
Like, got hurt for the whole season.
Yeah,
if a guy couldn't come back at all.
If a guy gets hurt, that's fine. We got it. But
Cleveland Cavaliers.
To intentionally do it. Cavs were pretty bad
right before LeBron came into the league.
They were bad, period. Listen, all this talk about trusting the process. How many Eastern Conference Finals does Philly have?
Zero.
If you can't make the semis by playing it straight, then you ain't that good anyway. You can make the semis. You can do this. The Pacers made the semis with Lance Stephenson blowing in dudes' ears. Like, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. You get all these picks, and it might not pan out, and you've disenfranchised your fan base. And you know what? It's bad basketball karma. It's bad basketball karma. You play to win the games. And out of that, people respect that. You telling me LeBron went to the Lakers because they weren't trying to win? Nah, he went to the Lakers because every year they're going to try to win. Period. Bottom line. What pick did they get last year when LeBron got hurt on Christmas Day and didn't play the rest of the year?
The fourth pick. LeBron traded it for Anthony Davis.
Exactly. You know why? Because nobody's waiting on a draft pick.
That's the process.
No, that's not the process. The process is not. The process is LeBron blew out his hamstring or whatever, groin, and you started getting bad. That's acceptable. This idea of intentionally being bad, this idea of stockpiling picks so you could tell your owner, look, we're building something here, it does not work, period. You got to be able to win. You got to be able to win. If you can't figure this out, just in the regular course of things, like, I get it. Here's where I will go with it. If you've shown you can get to the finals or the Eastern Conference Finals or be a winner, just play it straight. And now you say, you know what? If I had a crop, all right, now I'll be able to do it. So that's why I'm going to give Sam Presti a little bit of leeway here because he's done it without playing the cheat code. If you do it, if you just trash all the time and you're like, well, hopefully we get some picks, then you ain't really about that life and you need to give your spot up to a real general manager.
All right. I want to get away from the idea of you play to win the games. James, let's talk about the Detroit Pistons, okay? What's going on with Troy Weaver? He is spending oddly here. I feel like it's fake spending. Like, it's like, hey, look, we're spending money, but none of it makes sense.
Yeah. Yes. You are the first person to come into a question with me saying fake money. I think with the money that they spend is almost inconsequential. When you look at it, 3 years from now is when they want to try to be good. And kind of going back to what Marcus was saying, they don't want to be Philly bad. They've already lost a lot of fans. They don't want to lose more. You get Jeremy Grant. Mason Plumlee's a good big to have with a young point guard like Killian Hayes. You can say what you want about the money. The jokes are funny. I get wanting to get a guy like that. But the thing is, when you look at the Pistons' long-term money, it's after Blake's contract is up in 2022. It's Jeremy Grant for one more year at $20 million, Mason Plumlee at $8 million, and then the four rookies now, plus Sekou, plus the two more picks they're going to have. So six rookies on the books. So obviously what it comes down to is developing young talent, which the Pistons haven't been able to do, which Troy Weaver has been kind of very crowned at, and that's why he's here in Detroit, because of his ability to evaluate talent. So at the end of the day, it comes down to the draft picks that you take working out. And in the meantime, Detroit wants to build the culture, which when I think that's one thing that gets missed with Philly, even though Jimmy Butler and J.J. Redick kind of said it, is guys come in and out in Philly. There's really no culture. Detroit's trying to build the culture so when it comes time to win, they can just plug and play and hope that the decisions they make work out.
The Warriors tanked, Marcus, as they tried to make their way into they ended up with Harrison Barnes, but they tanked that year.
And last year.
They traded away. Yeah, they traded away. They traded away Monte Ellis. Is what they did. They traded away Monte Ellis for a dude on an ankle, Andrew Bogut, who was out for the year with an ankle injury. That is a legit take. Last year, Steph intentionally ran into Aaron Baines and said, "Break my hand," because this season
we saw it. We saw it. Yeah. We saw it. All of a sudden, most broken hands, people are like back in a couple of weeks. All of a sudden, is a 4-month injury.
I do feel like these times warrant. Like something like you don't even know when fans are coming back, and there's got to be great concern. What kind of fan base will you be getting back if you were already struggling at the gate, and now people have not been able to attend your games for a long time, and suddenly you could have games again? Are they rushing to get back? Yeah, Chase might fill up, but how many places have that? You can't afford to come out of this in many situations with a tank situation. Like, yeah, come watch our team that doesn't have a chance to win. Like, if you're the Warriors, especially, like you just bought this stadium for $2 billion. You got to fill this thing. You can't just keep having seasons where they don't count. And that's Chase Center. So what's happening at Little Caesars, right? What's happening, like, can Atlanta, which barely was selling playoff tickets, afford to come out of a pandemic with a trash team? No, they couldn't. You gotta play now. You gotta give people a reason to support you.
I forgot that the Pistons building was called Little Caesars. I thought you were just throwing out a random pizza place. I was like, I don't know, man. There's a lot of takeout and delivery
It really is called Little Caesars?
It's Little Caesars Arena.
I do that. I do that.
Oh, I was going to say, that's a good guess. I'm with Marcus, man. Like, I think part of the reason Weaver went crazy the last 2 weeks is because nobody has uttered the word Piston since March. Now there's, whether or not you agree with some of the moves, there's some excitement. There's some chaos. It's been boring here for the last 10 years. So
right. When the last time Zach got a Pistons joke in? You know what I'm saying?
He doesn't even want to thank
Pistons
him.
Fans are pissed off. You know, that's what I hear. All right, take four.
I'm Trey Wingo. And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Winners and losers of free agency. Now that the dust has sort of settled, who do you think is the biggest winner thus far in free agency? We could be talking player, team, executive. Feel free to improvise on this one. Marcus, we'll start with you. Who is the biggest winner in free agency so far?
Oh, this is easy money right here. This is easy.
Don't say it.
Gordon Hayward.
Yep, there it is.
Gordon Hayward. Are you – Gordon Hayward just got – that dude walked away from $34 million.
Gordon Batum?
Why are you calling him Gordon Batum? Why are you disrespecting
Gordon
Hayward?
Because he's going to be making $28 million at the end of the bench in 2 years.
He's going to be making a lot of money on the Hornets. So he's probably not going to be that good.
Gordon's going to be playing. He'll be playing. My daddy told me you don't ever quit a job until you have one, right? I feel like you don't ever quit a job until you have another one lined up. And I feel like Gordon Hayward just like flossed and he didn't know what was about to happen. Or maybe he did. Who knows? But he walked away from $34 million and got $120 million. Yeah. $120 million for Gordon Hayward.
Shout out to Bartlestein. Yeah.
Bartlestein is the man. Yo. Like, I mean, this is unbelievable. That dude was awful. He was unplayable in parts. He's the reason Kyrie ain't even there, right? Like, it's just unbelievable.
It's weird because it feels like a gamble for the Hornets, and I just can't imagine anyone in the Hornets organization really gambling all that much.
Can I raise a question to you two? I don't think very highly of Gordon Hayward.
Hold on, we didn't have a meeting. Zach, are we going to let this guest ask a question to us on the show?
I mean, I don't even let Ethan.
Hold on, James. We got a counsel. Yeah, we got a counsel on this. What?
Yeah, I don't like when Ethan asks questions, but that's more of an Ethan thing than a guest thing. You know, like I'm good.
Plus Black Lives Matter. Go ahead, James.
I was going to say, I feel full time now. I've been on the show like every week. So
more full time than Ethan is lately. I'll tell you that.
I unlike the Boston fans, a particular section of Boston fans, I personally think Gordon is washed, as Marcus kind of alluded to. If you're Charlotte, and you guys know me, this is coming from somebody who is not by any means a fan of Russell Westbrook. I would have rather traded for Russell Westbrook than give Gordon Hayward that money if I'm Charlotte. Tell me I'm crazy.
I mean, he's definitely going to sell more tickets. Yeah, he's going to sell more jerseys.
And I think there's a better chance you make the playoffs. Well,
yeah, and also he's a better player. I get the pushback on Russ, but we got to stop being dumb about Russ. His contract sucks. He's not bad.
Yes, exactly. Like, I would have much rather have gambled on the Russ trade than signed Gordon for. If they got Gordon for 20, I'll shut. I would never say this. To get Gordon for $30 million is insane. Mm. I would have rather had Russ.
James, yeah, do you have winner that's not Gordon Hayward?
I mean, the Lakers would be boring. I like the Clippers by not letting the gap widen too much, even though last time we saw the Clippers, they were walking off pouting due to the Nuggets.
You're missing it. Who's the winner? Who's the other big winner? I know you know this answer. Come on, James, this is your initiation. We just got through talking about one of the players.
Is it Mason Plumlee?
Come on. The Atlanta Hawks.
No, I'm not doing that.
The Atlanta Hawks.
I would bet money that they're still the 25th worst defensive team in the league.
But they'll be the top 10 offensive team in the league.
But all they got to do is be better than the Magic.
Yeah, I know. They'll make the playoffs. But I get it. They did what they had to do.
You hate because everybody like it. Oh, I get it. You hate everybody like it.
No.
I got it.
I like what they did in terms of trying. They just kind of remind me of what the Pistons were trying to do 5 years ago. We'll see if it works out. They had too much offense, no defense for me.
Yeah, but they got Capella coming in, like. They got Chris Dunn coming in. They got adults.
There are adults in the room.
Chris Dunn. There you go. You got two defensive guards. You can't mention.
We need some wing guards.
Throw Rondo in there.
Rondo can't play D. He just don't. But he can.
Right. Same.
And you think those late Magic City nights are going to have him playing defense on a Tuesday against Orlando?
Absolutely. Hey,
Magic City plays defense for you. You don't play defense.
Hey, facts.
That's how that works. All right.
Oh, they drafted a Kongu. What you mean?
I like a Kongu. Is he ready? Atlanta did what they needed to do. People are crowning them. If you're going to crown them, then crown their ass.
Who's the biggest loser? They are who we thought they were.
The biggest loser? Atlanta. No. Denver, the Pistons taking Jeremy Grant for $20 million, not replacing. I mean, they replaced him with Jamichael Green. Who else did they add? They added somebody else, but not nearly enough for me to think that they're going to get back to where they were last year. I think you bring back Jerami Grant plus continued development of MPJ, then you're really going somewhere. Now you're expecting MPJ not only to take on more of an offensive load in year two or three, but he needs to get much better defensively. I think the West lost a serious title contender in free agency.
Yeah, they lost three of their four best defenders in free agency with Plumlee, Torrey Craig, yep, and Jerami Grant leaving. Marcus, real quick, who's the biggest loser in free agency?
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough not to say Denver just because they were so right there. Like, that was it. They were right there. But Charlotte didn't have much of a choice. Then they got LaMelo, so, you know, they got one of the most talented players in the draft. So that's fine. So in order to not duplicate, I'm going with the Wizards. Not only did they overpay for David Bertans, but they also are keeping John Wall. That can't be a victory, can it?
No, it cannot. Can we give, I want, as a winner, can we shout out Portland just briefly, finally getting two-way wing help? Shout out to Portland.
There's still Phoenix in there, too.
And like, Phoenix in there. Yeah, let's throw them in there.
Having to overcome Robert Sarver is a big deal for James Jones. Phoenix deserves some love there, too.
Huge.
All right, take five. Play in or play out? With the expanded play-in tournament format and based on what we've seen from the offseason so far, it's fair to say that everybody not named the Wolves, Knicks, and Cavs have a real shot at making the postseason this year. Oh, sorry, Pistons too. And considering now that we have two-thirds of the league eligible for the postseason action, thanks to the new tournament, you got to be a real loser not to finish in the upper two-thirds. So, Marcus, which team in the West has the best chance at surprising us for that 8 seed?
I got to go with the Golden State Warriors. No, just play. I mean, only because they were 10 seed. I kind of got to say Phoenix. I mean, they were out. They haven't been to the playoffs in a while. I feel like they're getting in. This is the year they get in the playoffs. Devin Booker makes the playoffs. I wouldn't be surprised if they get as high as 6, but I'm going to slow my roll because it is Robert Sarver's team and things just don't work out for Robert Sarver, at least from an NBA perspective. I mean, he's rich, so something worked out, but I just
remember when they tried to tank in 2014 and ended up with 48 wins.
I know, right?
Oh, and no playoffs.
I forgot about that. That was Dragic's last year there, right?
It was. Yeah. I'm gonna put them in at 8. I'm gonna slow my roll and say they sneak in at 8. They were 10 last year. They look great in the bubble. They're building something. I just really like Phoenix, even though Kelly Oubre was one of the players I liked a lot on that team. So, but Chris Paul should. Yeah, they'll make the playoffs. Book it.
Someday someone's going to have to ask me or have to explain to me what the Kelly Oubre thing is. James, which team in the East has the best chance to surprise us for that 8 seed?
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service that you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
Well, I hate not the Hawks.
I was going to say, I hate to say this, Atlanta. I mean, yes, they improved significantly. To me, all the noise was making it seem like this. I've seen people say they could be a top 5-6 team in the East, and like that's preposterous to me. I don't see that happening. Should they? I mean, they might not need the playoff game. Could they get 7? Yeah. But I definitely think they're a team that's built for a type of play in basketball. I definitely see them as kind of that open gym type team, similar to Portland. I think
they
Atlanta
give me
did
6 teams better than the Hawks, for sure.
Okay. The Heat.
Easily.
The Heat, the Bucks.
Yeah. Yes.
Celtics. Brooklyn, Celtics, Toronto.
Sixers.
Indiana.
Yeah. Indiana Sixers. For sure. Indiana for sure. Indiana where everybody wants out. That Indiana? Yes. Indiana with the new coach.
I have ruled out Indiana for the last 3 years, and I'm not doing it again. I'm done saying Indiana should be an 8 seed or out of the playoffs because they shut me up every single year. So this is the year they get respect. especially because it comes at the expense of the Hawks.
Bucks, Raptors, Celtics, Heat, Sixers, Nets. I'll give you them. The rest is up for grabs. That puts them at a 7 seed.
Look, I believe in this Hawks team, but they still have a lot of young players, and young players are dumb. I don't mean that they're not intelligent guys. I mean, they don't know what to do. You got a lot of dudes in their third year. That's tough to win with, even if they're good.
I need you to stop sleeping on Rajon Rondo. Rajon Rondo is the rejuvenated one.
He's an old man. He's always sleeping until the playoffs.
It's easy to be rejuvenated when LeBron and AD are next to you. Not
now you got Trae Young. And
not Big Tigger and Spicy Wings. Shout out to Big Tigger, by the way.
Shout out to Chris Kirshner for the Magic City Wings piece.
Shout out to Chris Kirshner, yes.
Yeah. You know what? Charlotte's my sleeper. Let's go, LaMelo.
What?
We got to stop
disrespecting Jordan.
Name five players on the Hornets that aren't Gordon Hayward or LaMelo Ball.
Are you kidding me right now? You got Graham. You got Miles Bridges. What's you got
first
Malik.
First?
Devontae, come on, man.
Devontae from KC and JoJo.
Dwayne Bacon, Bismack Biyombo. Come on, man.
Dwayne Bacon signed with the Magic, didn't he?
Did he?
No way. I think he just did, yeah. I think he just did.
Missed that one. P.J. Washington. P.J. Washington, who got deboed by Eric Paschal in the playoffs or in the regular season last year. Is Cody Zeller still on that team? Cody Zeller's got to be like LC.
One more year.
Come on, man.
That'll be Hayward's best friend.
I mean, the Hornets are trash. I was being silly. But I know them. Come on now. Disrespect you like that.
Charlotte. Go get Russ.
Go get Russ.
Actually, you know what? If they can find a way to get Russ and have LaMelo, Russ, and Hayward, I'd buy him as that 8 seed easily.
I would too, yeah.
Because again, all you have to do is be better than the Magic.
Yes, no, it's the bottom of the East has gotten better, no question. But I think Detroit, Cleveland, and the Knicks are going to be very, very bad. Orlando, I think, is going to be pretty bad, but at least they have some guys. But the bottom three in the East is, it's not pretty.
It's going to be ugly. All right, is there any other surprise? What's the dark horse sleeper that you want to say, but you're a little too. A little too gun shy here, Marcus. Like, who's a team that you just want to say?
All right, can I say it? Good. Minnesota.
Yeah. What?
Ooh, I like that.
Historically incorrect.
Listen, we have never seen Carl Anthony Towns alongside D'Angelo Russell with a camp. I guess they won't have a camp, a real camp. But yeah, now Carl Anthony Towns is rejuvenated. He's got his boy with him. They got Anthony Edwards. This is the year that they get up to the 10th spot in the West.
That's all. Hey, that gives you a chance.
That's it.
You're the 10th seed. You get a chance to play for that 8 seed.
They went 19-45. Like that's 29.7% win
Marcus,
percentage.
I will remind
what
you.
What was D'Angelo Russell boosted?
They were suffering this year because they were missing Jake Layman. I just want to remind you of that.
How much is your dark horse to be good?
In either conference?
Either conference.
I'm going to go Portland, man. I mean, Portland's is that even
good
a dark...
all... Come on.
Portland's like the third best team in the West.
Come on.
But I'm ready to, but
why
like,
are you
I'm ready to say...
Like that?
On, I'm man. Ready to say possible NBA finals good. I'm ready to say...
Whoa.
Is that hot enough?
Jade, I need explosions here. I need an ambulance in the background. Like, that's NBA finals.
I think, and this is a little bit of hyperbole, but it is what it is. They got close without solid wing play. They added the guy who's been traded for more first-round picks than LeBron James and Robert Covington. I feel like he's traded for two first-round picks every year. Finally addressed that hole. Nurkic coming back fully healthy. Helps the interior defense. I like Anthony Simons. I think he gets better. They addressed the holes that they've had for so long, and they've were competitive even before then.
There's still a hole that they have that is going to be tough to address. Backcourt defense.
True. But maybe you do a little Warriors-Portland thing. Now you can hide Dame a little bit like you can hide Steph because you got Covington. It just depends on the matchup. They're not going to make the finals. I had to throw a little fire out there. But I like what Portland did. Don't sleep on them. I think they sneak into where Denver was and maintain that spot as a top four team in the West for the next 2 or 3 years.
Just as long as none of us believe in the Clippers, because never again.
Never.
Never again.
All right, I'm riding with Paul George. Let's go. I'm riding with Paul George.
Shout out Luke Kennard.
Oh, yeah. Shout out Luke Kennard.
Hold on. We don't do a rant? We don't have rants? I prepared a rant for nothing.
All right. Okay. Yo, you got a rant? The floor is yours, Marcus.
Well, I wanted to give James the opportunity first as our guest.
James, the floor is yours. You got a rant or a comment or something you just want to be thankful for or not thankful for, whatever.
Well, I am thankful for my family, my friends, good health, you guys, the people I work with. But yeah, in terms of a rant, no play-in tournament. I don't want it. It's fun. It sounds fun on paper.
What?
Until the Pistons sneak into the 10th spot and I have to spend an extra week or two covering teams. And then they lose by 50. So no play-in tournament. Nobody wants to watch the bad teams try to sneak in. Maybe they do. I don't. And let's just the top eight. And hold on. To go back to last year with the play-in, I don't like it because if a team gets hurt for most of the year and then a guy comes back for a month and he's healthy and they have a chance, I don't like that. The circumstances happen. Titles have been won because of it. Titles have been lost because of it. I don't like there being a makeup period for things that go wrong in the season. That's part of what makes sports what they are, the randomness, the stuff you can't account for. And I think the play-in tournament kind of makes up for some of that. I don't like it.
James, I can assure you, you don't have to worry about the Pistons sneaking into that 10th seed. Marcus, what's your rant?
My rant might be a little bit controversial.
Oh, boy, here we go.
Turkey is trash. It is the absolute worst part of Thanksgiving. It is the worst poultry ever to eat. And if you are acting as if somehow you like turkey, you're a fraud and you're being dishonest to yourself. Nobody actually likes turkey. You actually don't, because you need to fill it with stuffing.
Hot sauce.
You need to inject performance enhancing drugs into it with a straight baster. Like, you need to deep fry it in apple cider and do all kind of other stuff to actually eat it. And then the only time you ever actually go through this whole charade is on Thanksgiving. If it was actually good, we would be eating turkey all year. If it was actually good, there would be no need for ham. It would just be turkey. Nobody goes to
You've
get a steak.
You've never been to Disneyland for that turkey leg?
Exactly. They sell it at Disneyland along with all kind of other trash you eat. You never eat.
Hold on. We're not about to trash churros here, okay?
Yes,
this is not what we're going to do.
We're trashing funnel cake. We're trashing corn dog. All the stuff you don't eat. Yes. When did I tell you had a funnel cake outside of an amusement park? They're selling you trash that you never eat otherwise. And of course they got turkey legs with it. Turkey is awful, and we really need to get off this as Thanksgiving food. We need to switch to something that's actually edible and tastes good and doesn't need to be dressed up after Thanksgiving with mayonnaise.
No, well, one, ew, gross. Two, let me say this. One, stuffing is trash. It's either soggy or dry or just fucking nasty. So stuffing's trash. Get it out of that turkey. I don't want any of that. I'm good with some turkey. I don't like the white meat or the turkey. I like the dark meat, but
2% of the turkey.
Yeah, but I carve it, so I get it. So that's my little cheat code right there. We're just there for the sides. Give me some mac and cheese. Give me some mashed potatoes. I'll take the green beans. I'll mix up a little bit of cranberry, but I'm just there for like the starchy stuff that's not stuffing. And then we're all just trying to get to the pie. Okay, like that's what Thanksgiving is for. I want to get drunk. I want to watch some football. I want to get to the pie. That's all we're doing. So that is the point of Thanksgiving. None of it, like the murdering of indigenous people. We're not interested in that, like, light being shined on it in this country, which is stupid. We should get rid of Christopher Columbus. We should get rid of Thanksgiving. And let's just have a fun day where we hang out with our family. Can we do that?
Preach. We can do that any day of the year.
No, Marcus, I'm telling you. Thanksgiving is for being thankful. Valentine's Day is for being romantic. 4th of July is patriot. And then, you know, rest of the day.
And then you do some charity on Christmas.
And, oh,
don't even
mess around and give me a leap year, Marcus. An extra day for me? Woo! That's the life right there.
I opted for that rant over. I almost went in on the NFL for trying to encroach on our block on Christmas Day. The NFL is playing a game on Christmas Day on Friday, and I feel like Roger Goodell is trying to be Marlo and take over blocks. It's like, yo, back up. You know, already got Thanksgiving, but. Hey.
2 years from now, Sunday's on a Christmas. I thought it was more Sunday Christmas 2 years from now. Good luck, NBA. Ethan's already writing that article. All right, that's going to do it for the Athletic NBA Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe and leave a comment, leave a review, and do all that good stuff that helps us out. Subscribe to The Athletic. You can get the best sports coverage on the internet. Do that for yourself for the holidays. Do that for a family member or a friend during the holidays. Make sure you're checking out Mark's work on the NBA and on the Warriors. Check out James' work on the Pistons and the NBA. Check out my work on whatever the hell I'm writing about. Make sure you check out the restricted area again on the Athletic's YouTube page. Subscribe, smash that subscribe, as the kids say, and check out the rest of the work at the Athletic. No Dunks, the rest of the shows on the Athletic NBA Show, all the team specific stuff, all the writing, all that good stuff. And happy Thanksgiving if you're celebrating it. Get to the pie.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.